Hi everyone, what I would like to do in the next few minutes is offer a Jewish thought-based approach to the concept of bringing Shabbos in early. I know that this project is called Project Chatzos, and the concept is to bring Shabbos in at Chatzos on Friday. But what I would like to do now is offer the thought process behind it and thus see that any kind of bringing Shabbos in early really satisfies the same purpose. And maybe at the end, I'll explain why Chatzos is the time that was chosen. So if you look at the sources available on the Chatzos website, or if you've ever heard someone speak about it, there is a concept called segula, which is mentioned very often, which is that bringing Shabbos early, or bringing Shabbos in specifically at Chatzos, offers the promise of certain physical benefits. Some of them are a little bit more spiritual in nature, but it's basically the promise of a certain reward. Now, this whole concept of segula that we hear so much about is really a difficult concept to understand within real Jewish thought, because we don't believe that Hashem rewards us arbitrarily. We don't believe in bribing God, that if we do a certain thing, that we can live our lives as we please, not create a relationship with Him, and just do an arbitrary action and thus get the reward that we are aiming for. That doesn't really fit in to the whole framework of Jewish thought and observance, which is that we actively build a relationship with Hashem, and the rewards that we get are a natural reward, are a natural result. So what is this concept of segula, which seems to like be completely opposed to that view of Avodas Hashem, of the service of God? So segula in Hebrew literally means special. And the concept of a segula is that there are certain actions that access areas of shefa, areas of positive influence in our life. Meaning that there are certain mitzvos, there are certain commandments, or certain actions that could be, you know, above the letter of the law, but are connected to a commandment, that someone can do. And because they do it, they naturally connect to a certain reward. So the reward is not arbitrary, it makes sense. The example that I always like to give is, it's commonly quoted that benching with kavana, benching with good intention, paying attention to the words, is a segula for parnasa, for livelihood, for a good livelihood. And this doesn't mean, this is not arbitrary. What it means is that a person who, after they eat, pays attention to the words of the benching and recognizes where his food, where all his material comfort comes from, such a person naturally, or I shouldn't say naturally, but organically makes himself into a person that recognizes, where does materialism come from? Where does all the good that I have, the very food that I eat, where does it come from? It comes from God. And such a person makes himself into a person that uses his material blessing for good things, and thus becomes a worthy recipient of material blessing. So the same thing is true here. There is something about bringing Shabbos early that causes certain types of material blessing. Why? Because it makes us more worthy of them. And how does that happen? So what is the concept of bringing Shabbos in early? There's a famous story told with the Chafetz Chaim that someone came to him for a bracha, a blessing. It was a man who was raised from and went to yeshivos, and over the course of his life had moved away from observant Judaism. And he was married for quite a few years and didn't have any children. And then finally, when he did have one, his son became ill. And he was desperate, and he went to the Chafetz Chaim and he asked him for a blessing. And the Chafetz Chaim said to him, he said, Shabbos is called the Mekor HaBracha. This is something that we say in Lecha Dodi, and Rav Shlomo Alkabetz did not make up the concept. There is a tremendous amount of source-based material that, and there's many sources in Chazal that speak about, and even in Tanakh, that speak about Shabbos as the source of bracha, the source of blessing. What does that mean? So it says in the Chumash, Uviyom HaShvi'i Shavas Vayinafash. On the seventh day, Hashem rested, Vayinafash, and he became revived. So we all know that Hashem doesn't get tired. So what does that mean? And the commentaries explain that Vayinafash is not referring to Hashem, but is referring to what Hashem did to the world. That Shabbos is the neshama of the world. Just the same way that a person has a body, and that body is an incredibly intricate system of different, of subsystems. And so many amazing things go on within the physical structure of the body. But without the soul, without the aspect of a human that makes him living, it is just a body. The same thing is true for the physical world, which is astounding in its intricacy and its laws, and all of the amazing physical things that go on in the world are incredible. But there is a neshama to the world. And that neshama was, so to speak, breathed into the world with Shabbos. Shabbos is what Hashem gave to the world to make it spiritual. That's the concept of Vayinafash. Just like Hashem breathed a soul within us after he made our physical bodies, Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim, that the same thing happened to the world, that the world was infused with spirituality and with life. So what is Shabbos? Shabbos is when, after the 6 work days, which we're supposed to do, and we're supposed to be involved in the physical world, we remind ourselves what the physical world is for. Just the same way as the body is not an end in and of itself, the body is an incredibly positive thing that we use to serve Hashem. The same thing is true for the physical world. It is an amazing array of physical wonder that we use in order to serve Hashem. And the 7th day is when we stop working, we stop being involved in that physical world, and we remind ourselves what that physical world is for. So what's the concept of Tosefes Shabbos, of adding on to Shabbos? What message do we send when we add on to Shabbos? The message that we send when we add on to Shabbos is that that is what I want. I am not just paying lip service to the fact that Hashem created the world, and thus I am restricted from doing things on Shabbos. No, the message of Shabbos, the reality of Shabbos, is something that I want more of, that I want to bring into my life, that I want to bring into the world. And that's why even the smallest amount of Tosefes Shabbos sends that message. The message is, I don't want to keep Shabbos for the minimum amount. I don't want the neshama aspect, the soul aspect of my life, to be minimal. I want to make it more. And that is the message of Tosefes Shabbos. That's why we add on to Shabbos. Because we are recognizing that Shabbos is a bracha, that Shabbos is a blessing. A bracha in Hebrew comes from Lashon Brecha, which means a pool, which connotes in all of the philosophical books a concept of expansion. A bracha is something that expands your being. If I recognize Shabbos as a bracha, not as restrictive, but as what gives my life life, then of course I'm worthy of greater physical bracha, because I recognize where that bracha comes from. If I recognize that the physical world is here for me to use it and connect to Hashem, so then of course it makes sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem can give me, which he wants to. He wants to shower blessing upon us, can give me more of that blessing because I've shown that I know what it's for. Chatzos is a lofty goal. Chatzos is the time that's brought down in different places. And the reason being is because we have units of Jewish time, and those units are there for a reason. And the major unit of time before Shabbos is Chatzos of that same day. But there's another unit of time on that same day, which is Plag HaMincha, which is another time, which is a certain amount of time before Shkiah, which is another nice time to try and bring in Shabbos. And if that's not possible or not even desirable to you, a few minutes. The point is not to go up to the very end. The point is that nobody goes to an ATM machine and when the money starts pouring out extra, says, well, you might because of honesty, but if there's someone there giving it to you, b'shefa, says, no, that's good. If we recognize that Shabbos is the time when all of our real blessing, when our soul is being poured into us, we want more. And we show that we want more by starting early. So the smallest increment of time that you can do is amazing because it shows you and it shows your family and it shows Hashem that that is where your heart is and that's what we really want. And the thing that I really love about this is that it applies to everybody across the board. It doesn't matter what your level of Shmiras Shabbos is. It doesn't matter what your Shabbos looks like. It matters that you want Shabbos and you show that you want Shabbos by not going until the last minute. So I am an incredibly last minute procrastinating personality, and this is not something that comes easily to me, but the concept really speaks to my heart, and I hope that everyone will take it for what it's worth and incorporate it into their own lives for that purpose. Have a wonderful Shabbos.